Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Walker McKay, Heather Markle, and Greg Burton. I want to talk about the idea that no pressure, no diamonds. Does that mean that we create the belief that we are able to handle everything, anything, all of the time, and that asking for help is weakness? Heather, what are your thoughts?
My immediate response to that phrase actually was kind of ticked me off. I feel like, you know, it makes me think of if you work really hard, then you get like great results. And if you don't work really hard, you don't. And I feel like there's a group of people, there are some people that work really well with deadlines and they're deadline oriented. They need that pressure to get to those diamonds. But there's also many other people that work really well without all the pressure. And in fact, the pressure could be hurting them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and taking them away from those diamonds. And I think that expression to me removes, probably makes those people feel kind of alienated and may make them feel like it's not okay to ask for help because that's not their way. Mm-hmm. And it would make them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. So I have a belief that, and I heard this the other day in a book I was listening to, and it said, everything we want is on the other side of pain, suffering, and doubt. So for going to change, we do have to make ourselves uncomfortable. Pressure can come in many forms. I believe in asking for help anytime you have trouble. I think that asking for help is actually a strength. And I can take 60 years to learn something, or I can go to somebody who already knows how to do it, and I can learn it in about 60 minutes, theoretically. Mm. So I think pressure is good. I think it builds character. I think like you talked about, Heather, maybe the deadlines, some people work better, others. I think in more a general sense, what are the kind of things that we've had to experience in our life that give us, that make us stronger, that can help? Are there some that can hurt us? Absolutely. But I think overall pressure is a good thing.
Hmm. Greg, what do you think?
I totally agree. I think pressure is a good thing. I think that you have to first understand that you're not superhuman. It took me probably 10 years in my career to realize that I have to ask and I have to allow other people's into my weaknesses. And I think that's one of the things you have to, it takes a while to just say, hey, I need help. It's just, there's not enough time. I don't have the wisdom and the knowledge that I need. So, hey, you guys who are wise and have the knowledge, let me ask you. When I changed careers from being an investment guy, which I did for 24 years, into the sports world, it was a new venture for me. And I certainly didn't know everything about sports. And on the business side, I've been playing sports since I was 13 or 14 and was really good at a few sports, was a pro in a couple of sports. So I know how to play and I know all the stuff around that. And getting to understand what the business is, the industry of sports, is a whole different story. And then catching up with where web programming was, because that's where eventually I was going to end up, being on the web doing things. That also was like, I certainly needed to hand over the reins to somebody else for that kind of stuff. And right now we're outsourcing the development for the site and the app. So certainly I've come full circle from, or 180 degrees, I should say, from being, I can do everything to, hey, I got to hire these guys to do that. I don't have time to do everything. I don't know the knowledge and that kind of stuff. So help me out and explain what to do. And a lot of it was painful. As you said, Walker, sometimes it's really hard to do that, to give it up.
I think that, so in psychology, we know that anxiety kind of has a bell curve like this. Too little anxiety, you don't get off the couch. Too much anxiety, you don't get off the couch. You need that peak amount that kind of helps you, motivates you, but not so much that it debilitates you. How do you notice when you kind of tip over into the, okay, I've gone past being motivated and into being debilitated by pressure or anxiety?
I'll tell you how I notice is when I can't sleep at night, when I'm constantly worried about things. And I do, I get to the point where I'll have been through, like all of us, right? A bunch of stuff that I wouldn't choose. However, I can tell if it's too much, if my going and exercising, lifting weights, putting in, if I'm still not feeling good about it. Again, I'm a quick one to go reach for help. I'm also a quick to say, I'm not getting this. I see the pressure thing as a level of commitment, a And so I'm going to switch on you a little bit. And I see that that pressure kind of can test your commitment to getting where you're trying to go. And I think a lot of the difference between people that are successful in one form or fashion and not so much is what's their commitment to that success. And the reason I'm careful about this is because somebody called me years ago on my commitment in my career. They said the reason they were so much more successful than me is because they didn't have a choice, that they were there and they had to do it no matter what. And they said to me, Walker, you know, if things don't work out for you, your father at the time could write you a check and help you get through the month. He said, nobody was there for me. And so I feel like that was accepting. And I was mad when he told me that, but I realized later on that he was absolutely right. And that commitment is, how am I going to get through the pressure that's going to happen with success? And a lot of that means I got to reach out for help. I've got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that.
I think for me, my energy and desire to accomplish things is impacted. So if it's positive pressure, or I mean, I don't want to, pressure can be positive or negative, but if the pressure gets me to, you know, I'm very prolific and I, you know, can get a lot done. If I'm in that energy, then I'm in the right space. But if I'm not in that energy, then it's time for me to, that's when I realize that something is off and I need to either ask for help or figure out. I like that, what Walker was saying about your commitment, because I'm all, you know, the things that I want, I'm very committed to. And then there are, I'll go and do a lot of work towards it. And then if it's not paying off, then I get, you know, I probably go down a bit and I'm like, why isn't this working? And what do I need to do differently? And I'll take some time to contemplate. But I also resonate with, I put pressure on myself. So it's my own pressure and it's got to be the right pressure. Otherwise I don't get things done.
Greg, how do you notice when you kind of tip over into too much?
I start doing something and then I go, oh my God, I have to do something else. And okay, so how do I, you know, I got to jump off of this and go do that. And then there's a third thing that pops up that I have to do. And I'm realizing that I'm cramming too much stuff into one place and 1 minute. And I say, okay, I have to just like parse it and say, okay, I have to do this in between 11 and 12 and this between 12 and one. And I have to fit in a call with Dr. Robin and I have to do other things to make everything work. And it's always, you know, that's when I know when I'm in the minute, I'm saying, oh my God, I have too much to do.
I'm a bullet point list maker so that I get like, okay, I need to do that. I need to do that. And I have a rule that if I move something from one list to another 3 times in a row, I'm clearly not going to do it. Take it off the list.
Wow.
Right. Smart.
I either delegate it or just decide it must not be important. Or like if it's on the third list, if it needs to be done, then Robin, do it already.
Yeah. Or don't.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So are we saying kind of that we do think that pressure does equal diamonds, but that it doesn't have to be so intense as the saying kind of makes it feel?
I think that's fair.
Yes, that's absolutely fair. I play squash, obviously. And there's a guy who is about my age. He's got a kid who's 12. He's like number 3 in the under 13s in the nation. And the kid's really great. And he's into it. And I just see the dad pushing every day. And I'm just waiting for the kid to go like, I'm done. I want to play, not squash, anything else. I'm really afraid that this kid's going to get blown out.
I had an interesting experience on a similar line. I've got 2 boys, but I went hunting with some friends of mine and we were there. So they brought their boys along and both these guys are on the very high, extremely high net worth. And the boys were both just out of college. And I was in these conversations and the parents and the boys were not really working. They're not, they don't have serious jobs, right? They're just kind of putzing around. And then the dads were talking about flying on private jets and buying $20 million condos and this, that, and the other, and about all these things. And the boys, that was their normal life. And my fear for them, rightly or wrongly, was, gosh, you know, life is hard. And for everybody, there are things that come up that will absolutely bring you to your knees. And if you don't have any context, which I assume like working hard is context, if you don't have any context for working hard, then when hard things come your way, that's when people fall to things like drinking, drugs, bad habits, all, and they fall apart. And so I believe that there's a certain amount of pressure that it does take for us to become fully useful and productive and healthy human beings.
And that's a great place to end it, because that is our 10 minutes. I'm sorry, Heather. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to doing another one with you all again really soon.